Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. Hey everyone. So this message came through for me yesterday, and then I forgot about it because usually the messages just come through. Well, it came through yesterday morning. I got two messages, one for yesterday and one for today. And usually they can't come through one at a time, so I forgot about this message. And all day, I was thinking, what am I gonna talk about? Just waiting for it, hey Dave, waiting for the message to come through. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm gonna talk about. I did not worry about that. I just trusted that the message was gonna come through. And 30 minutes before, like 30 minutes ago, it came through. And it's really about trust, trusting that you are where you need to be and trusting in the timing of everything, right? Trusting all these things. And it's such an important thing. And while I can sit here and say this and you'll get it, for what it, maybe you'll get it for what you're going through right now. But this is such a strong message, strong, powerful message, that you can look at this message or get this, receive this message in some way every single day and apply it in a different way, right? Trusting that you are exactly where you need to be right now. Now, that being said, doesn't mean you stay in that place, right? You don't want to stay. Like, sometimes you're in a really shitty place, but trusting that you're supposed to be there right now, because you can't change right now. You can only change your, like, the next second, your future, right? So it gives you this grace and even forgiveness for, you know, maybe something that you did to get you in this place that you may or may not be happy that you're in, right? And I'm just going to give you some examples. And you guys, ask questions. What are you going through? Let's talk it out. But last year, I was going through my chronic pain with my legs. And I was in a really bad place. It was the first time ever I called my dad and was like, how do you keep going when you can't keep going? And it was like I genuinely am looking for the answer to get the motivation to get out of bed, honestly. I was in so much pain and I was so tired of working through it. You know, you have a problem and you realize you have a problem and you go after it and you try to fix it, especially if it's with your health. And after, what was it, September? It was September to February. After that much time, I was just like, how do I keep being optimistic that this pain is gonna go away? And, you know, he gave me some advice. He was a Russian spy when the wall was up. And we lived in Germany, so he spied on the Russians. So he's been through a lot. Figured he would have something to tell me. And so I kept going. I mean, I took a little vacation. I went to Puerto Rico and took a little vacation. But it was still hard to keep going. And it was, I had no idea why I was going through that and what that was going to lead to. But I actually ended up healing myself from that and realizing, and from realizing that I could heal myself, which was manifested, I manifested Marco. And so if I had never been in that place with my legs, then the whole Marco thing, like, I would never have realized that I had the power in me to decide that I get to choose my life, that I get to choose how I want to live and who's in my life and all these things. So it was really an awakening, but I mean, and there's so much more to it that I look back, that if I didn't have that pain, that this relationship with Marco would not be ready for it. So, and another thing is, you guys know that I was on Adderall. I think everybody knows. It's definitely not a secret, but you guys know that I was on Adderall, and that's why the leg thing popped up. And then after I healed myself, I had other leg problems and memory problems and what was the other one? I got the memory one. I was losing my eyesight. So all these things were because I was taking Adderall. And I was taking 1/4 of the prescription. It wasn't even like the whole, it wasn't a lot in the eyes of, you know, society. But it was essentially killing me. My organs were even hurting. And how do you trust that you're in the right place, and that even though you've been destroying your body with this drug, kind of on purpose, but kind of also not. Like, I didn't realize that those side effects were connected. Is everybody just like, good? You don't have any questions? Like, where are the comments? Even though I knew Adderall wasn't the right thing for me, and I knew that I needed to get off, and I knew that it wasn't in my integrity to take it, but it, Like, no, it was never the right time for to get off of Adderall or to do something like that. It is never the right time. Until you have no choice, right? But the fact that I did that and I took Adderall, and that wasn't good for me, and I kind of knew, I didn't know that it was causing all those big things, but I knew intuitively that this is not good for me, right? I knew that I couldn't keep taking it. And so getting to that place of trusting myself that I did the right thing as far as I knew, the, you know, the best thing I could at the time with what I knew, and trusting that I was in the right place allowed me more forgiveness for myself, more grace, more of me looking at the situation and saying, okay, now what? I am in control. I have faith that I'm supposed to be here for a reason, and it was a pretty shitty situation, even though I was in Costa Rica at that time. I just looked at it like, okay, now I need to tell people. And that's how I manifested publishing my book, writing and publishing my book in 8 days. Like, that is manifesting. Who does that? I mean, besides me. Like, that's manifesting. So it's when you have this deep trust in yourself that you are going to show up and you are going to keep making the hard choices to go forward, and you trust that you're in the right place, it changes the game. It changes your life. You realize you have the power, and that, I mean, someone mentioned to me, like, oh, look what Adderall did to you, look what the pharmacy companies want, and doctors, blah, 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 and you're basically saying that I was a victim, right? And yes, okay, I can see his perspective, but no, I don't choose to be, like, in any situation, you can choose to be a victim. Yeah, maybe, like, the pharmaceutical company took advantage or blah, 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 but that takes the power out of your hands, right? And so then what I had to do was trust that me resting for 3 months was going to be okay with my business, with my relationship, with my health. Obviously, I had no other option with my health because, I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to rest. But I really allowed myself to rest and really trusted that the money would still come and that I wouldn't have any relationship issues, like everything would still flow, right? And do you see the difference in the way that maybe you've looked at your life in the past and worried about money and all the things? I mean, I can give you a million. I used to do this. I can give you a million of those examples. But I'm sure you can see in your own life how you're not trusting in some situations or in yourself or that the money will come or, you know, whatever, right? And to go through the kinds of things that I went through, and I'm not discounting anything that you're going through for sure, but trust changes everything. It gives you the power back. It gives you exactly what I was asking my dad for that one day. How do you find the strength to go on when you think you just can't go on? How do you find that strength? Life gets hard.
right? And you change that belief too, by the way. But, you know, life, it can get hard. And I also want to say I did not plan saying any of this. And I circled back around to the lesson at the beginning. And I think that was incredible. Like, wow. Like, I did not plan that. That was so good. Comment. Say hi. If you're on the replay, say replay. Comment and leave a message about where you're at right now that you're not trusting. Right? And maybe if you need help with that, with trusting where you are right now, then also comment that. But we need to call ourselves out because, one, this is a group. A lot of you guys have been with me for three years, maybe. And I intend to keep building this group. So these relationships, I am hoping, if you guys keep coming with me on my journey, that you guys are going to build relationships together. So let's put it all out there. I'm sure that whatever you're going through, someone else is asking the same kind of questions you are. So that is it for today. I love you guys so much. You have no idea. And I will see you tomorrow night. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.